On this week's edition of House Matters, traffic ticket amnesty extended and Road Maintenance Act repealed. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Minister of National Security Robert Montague is reporting that the recent traffic ticket amnesty, which ended October 31, was a success. Minister Montague says over $590 million was collected during the three-month amnesty. He notes that after the October 31 deadline, a number of persons had been calling for an extension.
We were drowned in calls from the motoring public asking for an extension of the amnesty. But because the period had run out, we now have to come with a new act. This government, being a caring government, had to treat with the concerns of the public and answer to their needs.
Minister Montague has announced that a new 45-day amnesty will be rolled out during the last week of November. He is urging persons to use the period to clear outstanding tickets.
It is noteworthy that during the amnesty, motorists will not be denied the option of contesting their tickets in court. However, motorists will have to abide by the decision of the court and cannot thereafter utilize the amnesty offer. Additionally, motorists who do not avail themselves of the amnesty will be vigorously pursued by the strong arm of the law after the amnesty period is concluded.
The traffic ticket amnesty will run from November 27, 2017 to January 13, 2018.
We will be doing a public education campaign via radio, television, print and social media, especially about the public using the online portal of TOJ to pay for the amnesty. Additional cashier stations, security personnel that will be required to manage the influx of motorists on peak days will also be provided.
Minister of National Security Robert Montague. Minister Montague says the revenue collected from the amnesty will be used to enhance the traffic department of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. The Road Traffic Temporary Ticket Amnesty No. 2 Act 2017 was passed with no amendment, facilitating the 45-day grace period. The Road Maintenance Act was repealed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the Road Maintenance Fund, RMF, will be abolished and functions transferred to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Minister Holness noted that under the previous administration, a portion of the special consumption tax on fuel was to be added to the Road Maintenance Fund, but was redirected to central government.
This has led to a need for less staff to manage the funds currently received, and it is therefore considered prudent to close the RMF and absorb the functions within the ministry. The government will save direct costs related to the operations of the RMF in the approximate sum of $35 million per year based on the transfer of the functions to the ministry.
Mr. Holness says the minister responsible for works will manage the functions of the RMF.
The repeal and subsequent transfer of functions, assets and liabilities to the government of Jamaica, acting through the minister with responsibility for works, will alleviate the cost to the government, which were attributed to the operations and maintenance of the fund and the board under the Act.
In the meantime, the Prime Minister is asserting that the implementation of shared services within the government will benefit the Jamaican people.
As mergers and closures occur, and as shared services are implemented, we must acknowledge that there will inevitably be job displacements. We must also be mindful that there will also be opportunities for growth. A more efficient government that delivers more with less will support growth, and users will benefit from a higher quality of service delivery.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The bill was passed without amendment. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for more happenings in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.